And we're back with another edition of the 5x5 Late Night Show. You know, guys, I've been telling you that the name is changing. The show is changing, or let's say twerking, if you will. Not twerking. I'm tweaking it. I don't twerk. There's too many moving parts for me to be twerking. But you guys get the picture. and sorry I haven't been on in the last... this week I've been terribly sick, but I've still been working. And when you can't get rest and you're sick, you stay sick. And honestly, this is the best I've felt since Monday. And I'm a big baby when I get sick, so that's what I've been dealing with. And then of course there's some family drama. It's always a good little a thing to throw into the mix when you're not feeling your best. So I'm just like, okay, I need a vacation, and I mean a long vacation, when I'm like the kind that I'm hundreds of miles away from people. And but you know, that's not gonna happen because I work all the damn time, right? So, but if I sound a little funny, it is, my time is almost 2 o'clock. What the hell am I doing on here at 2 o'clock in the morning? So this is gonna be brief, but since I was feeling good, and I don't know when the next opportunity will come for me to chat with you guys, I thought I'd go ahead and do a little talk tonight. So I doubt if anybody's listening live because it's just late and no show promotion, but it's okay. I don't mind talking to myself. I know when you guys do check it out, whenever, wherever, however you guys are listening to the show, you might be able to relate to some of the stuff that I talk about, which could be just about anything, especially at this time of night, me getting over sick, being sick, and I probably should be asleep, right? But anyhow, I hope you guys are doing good. Not a lot going on with me other than what I talk about every week, I work too much and then being sick, but I did get to go to my very, very first comic convention of the year, so we're going to talk about that a little later. And what else do we have? I don't think I have really any funny stories. The one funny thing today, everything, you know, you ever had those days where you plan it out, and normally Fridays for me are simple days. Fridays are simple for me. Work meeting early. Normally, you know, I'm done with that around noon, if not before. And then I can go chill because I don't have anything pressing going on, but I had some things to do. But I was like, okay, I'm gonna get done at 1 o'clock. Well, that 1 o'clock turned into 5:30, and I was like, and I was up at 8:00. I'm like, oh, come on, this is my Friday where I can just, so I can go home and crawl into my bed and just cower. Is that the right word? Cower? Yeah, I was sick. I was still a little sick. Cower or marinate in my illness. And so that didn't happen. So that pissed me off. But I had to stop and get some gas earlier. And this is a gas station I need a gas. And it was the only place to stop. So I'm like, well, let me roll through here and see. Just get some gas. And I'll go, because I'm sick. I'm like, I need to keep on drinking Gatorade and orange juice to help my body, you know, bounce back to whatever had crawled inside of it. And And so I'm like, okay, I'll grab some gas and I'll run inside and I'll grab me a Gatorade and orange juice. And I say orange juice. I don't know if that's an Indiana thing. I know it's orange juice. I know people will probably try to correct me. Don't get cute. orange juice just sounds a lot tastier. And so it's called Hucks. I ain't never going to a Hucks again. And so I go into the Hucks and there's a crazy line. I'm like, what's going on in here? You know? And of course I'm the only black thing in there. When you live in my area, black folks, there will be a whole bunch of time where you'll be the only black person in the building. But hey, I was raised here. I'm used to it. I grab my Gatorade and my orange juice, and I'm trying to see what's going on, but I'm noticing that these grown ass men have not just handfuls of candy bars. They, you know how if you're cradling something in your arms and you get like a lot of moving pieces or parts, and so in order for you not to drop them, because you really can't handle it with your hands, you have to brace your arms together and kind of cradle it. So all of this is like with your arms cradled and everything pressed up against your chest so you can carry it. Candy bars. I kid you not. Candy bars. It was like four or five guys, and I'm like, what the deal is with the freaking candy bars? And so and so somebody says, oh, they're a quarter. I'm like, but you still got $20 worth of candy bars. Seriously, you don't need that many candy bars. And so they're holding the line because each candy bar, since they're on sale for a quarter, they have to be rung up individually. And then a discount has to be taken off. Like a 75% discount has to be taken off. Or whatever I guess they weren't a dollar, but they had to be brought down to a quarter. So they all had to be done manually because the computer is not accepting the UPC or whatever. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And so people are like, and people are getting a little irate. And so these guys, these candy bar adult men are glaring at the out like at the line, like this is these are our candy bars and we're getting them for a quarter. Like, really, dude, can you put some of them candy bars back? Because half of y'all don't need them, because if it was that serious, I would have wouldn't grab me some. It wasn't that serious. Now you have, and literally there was probably 30 or 40. Nah, I'm gonna say 30, 40. There's probably 25 people in this line. I needed my Gatorade and my orange juice, and I was determined not to leave before I got it. And so I'm waiting in this line for half an hour because that's us Americans. Our ridiculousness is so laughable at times, and so the one cashier is finally saying, let me get some of these other people out who just have gas or who just have a few items. And so the one guy, so he's throwing his whole candy bar loot on the counter and they're falling and he's bending over to pick it. So his ass is falling out of his pants. I'm like, and I tried to get a picture. I really did, guys. I tried to get it. I'm like, if you are bending over and to pick these candy bars off the floor and your ass is hanging out, mooning all 25 of us in line, put them damn candy bars down, And so I'm not feeling good at this point. Still, I'm not feeling great. And it's funny what a little adrenaline would do for your illness because I've noticed in the last 2 or 3 days, anytime I've gotten heated, or upset, the my adrenaline has kind of pushed my illness down to where I start thinking a little more clearly and I start feeling normal. So I'm like, oh, so I had to stay mad the whole time for me to feel better, right? And so he's getting his candy bars, his butt showing to the whole world. And I just start laughing because since I'm not in the mood to argue with somebody who's stupid, although it's, you're right, you was in line before me, and you can buy as many of those 25-cent candy bars as you want. But I'm like, come on. And I just hate people who aren't considerate, you know, and that just irritates the hell out of me. And I don't know, you know, not that I don't know. I know why it does, because I'm not inconsiderate. I always think about even people I don't know. I think about, you know, I don't I, how sometimes my actions may affect someone else, you know. And it happened tonight. I get a work call, and something that I knew in my heart of hearts that I shouldn't have made a decision on earlier, because I knew it was going to affect me. Well, I gave somebody an opportunity, and of course, it blew up in my face. And that person couldn't understand why I was mad, because I trusted you, and you failed. Me once again. I'll never trust you again. You know, I think you're a great person, you're nice, you know, but as when it comes to work, I can't trust you. You know, and so does that make me does that make me an ass, or do I just need to tell people, you know, get your life, you know? And my audio is really, really, really messing up tonight for some reason. I hope I don't keep on acting a fool, because I don't like that. So yeah, so that was my day. And oh, and then when I was able to get through all the candy bar people, you know, and I've said this before when I've been to the local Riverboat casino, and I go play penny slots, you know, or nickel slots, dime slots. You know, I'm not putting $20 or $30 in the machine, you know, hoping to win, you know, five. I'm not built that way. I can't do it. I got too many pop figures to buy, right? And so the guy that was in front of me, he sits there and proceeds to buy $30 worth of scratch offs. And then he's picking two of these, this one. And I'm looking at him. I said, we just been in this line 30 minutes with these candy bar freaks, and you're buying $30 worth of lottery ticket without one tooth to call your own. You know, give me a break. And he probably votes Republican. So it was just that type of day. But it, like I said, it didn't get any better. From there, it was all downhill. And I was just happy to come home, and I laid on the couch, and I turned all the lights on off. Turned had all the lights off. I laid on the couch. I'm like, I'm not even turning the TV. I did something though. See, I was so delirious. I think I did get a little rest. A little bit of rest at that time. And then I woke up, and then for some reason, for some reason, I watched, they had on YouTube the Oprah interviewing Whitney Houston. And I'm like, you know, why am I watching that? And I watched the whole thing. I watched the whole entire thing, and it was very interesting. I had never seen it before. I've seen bits and pieces of it, and it was because looking back, now this was prior to her death, of course, and looking back, I'm like, oh wow, were you lying? Were you lying when you were saying all this stuff? Of course, you're not going to get on national TV and tell people, yes, I'm still using, you know, prescription drugs, and you know, I still have a problem, and you know, but I was like, you know, I was looking at it first, like, okay, what were you giving, you know, by your facial, you know, facial expressions, and or just things in tonality in your voice, what were you giving away that was that you were trying to hide, you know, that you wasn't being truthful, because Oprah don't get the truth out of everybody, you know. And it was kind of sad. And I finally, like the last 15, 20 minutes, I turned it off because I was like, you know, I just, you know, she's dead. And it's unfortunate that someone, you know, there's, but I know people who are on these, I guess you can't say it a journey, but we're all on a journey. But I know people who struggle with some sort of addiction. Whether it be alcohol or drug related or gambling. I have a food addiction. You know, I need to go to, what's the Overeaters Anonymous? you know, I may need to go join, you know, but I thought about that too today. It's like, wow, I've dealt with my weight issue, being thin, being, you know, big, being bigger, you know, God, for a long time. And I'm like, it's time to stop playing games with the people and just, you know, grow up. A good friend of mine, I spoke with him earlier tonight, who just happened to text me, texted me at 2 o'clock in the morning, who just happened to text me. I say, I repeated myself. I talked to him earlier tonight. We was talking about how, what we used to do when we were, you know, in our 20s and all the partying we did. And then we have friends that, really didn't party with us then, but, you know, in the course of the years, you know, came on board and we hung out, was the best of friends. And, you know, you wait for them to wake up and get the picture. It's like, you need to grow up. You know, we are in our 40s now. It's time for us to grow the hell up. This is coming from a person who collects comic books and pop figures, you know. But that doesn't mean I'm not responsible, you know. But anyhow, I'm just kind of rambling now, so we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk, about my convention weekend, well, last weekend, almost a week. Oh, this time last week, I was up getting ready to get on the road and go to Indiana Comic Con. Or Indiana Comic Convention? No, it's Indiana Comic Con. And it was fun. So I'm going to tell you all about that. Tell you about all the swag I got, who I saw, what I did, and what I brought back with me. Everything wasn't good. So stay tuned. My name is David. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. We will be right back. Hey, listen.
What game that you get on? Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG? Cause I know what them elf girls need. From WoW to ME, I'm going 30 hours online straight now. You make it hard to leave. Been to Middle Earth, do you speak my language? Your elf ears don't need explaining. All I really need for you to do is just please talk nerdy to me. Talk nerdy to me. Get nerdy with me. You name all 12 of the ducks. I can't resist that. And what's the coin you want? I think that ours match. Cause I know with me you get sore. Durm strength to Hogwarts. I'm pretty sure I'm me who cast a curse, girl. The Imperious One. Been to Comic-Con, hope you speak my language. Your Harley Quinn don't need explaining. All I really need for you to do is just please talk nerdy to me. Talk nerdy to me. Talk nerdy to me.
She wanted all my XP. My 64 makes her want me.
One ring. Up, up, down, down, forward, back, AB. I don't need a cheat code, girl, to get with me. Just add my clan tag, bring a high KD. Cause the headshots we'll be making will be tapping the team. Or Magic the Gathering, deck on deck. Like Twilight, yeah, I ain't touching your neck. I got nerd friends, but the friends with respect. I can call up Iron Man without breaking a sweat. And I wanna hear issues, yeah, I'm talking about your comments. Cause the fact of the matter ain't no go better than a girl that talks on electronics. For us to get along, just tell me Lucas got it wrong. Cause clearly in Star Wars, the first shot was made by Han.
Love the Enterprise, now I speak the language. You want tribe, don't need explaining. All I really need for you to do is just please talk nerdy to me.
I can stop.
Talk to me. Talk to me.
It's time for
It's Fanboy Lucas, are you geeks, nerds, and blurs? Let's get our geek on.
Yes, it is that time where we talk about all my little weekend geek, or geek and week, weekend geek, my weekend geek. And so today, or tonight, or whenever you're listening, I'm going to talk about my first comic book convention of the year, which was Indiana Comic Con, and which was last weekend, which was the weekend I think was the 13th, 14th, and the 15th. And to be my first one, I had never all kind of bells and whistles are going off tonight. I had never attended this one before. This was in Indianapolis, Indiana. Last year I went to Indie PopCon, and then in February I contemplated going to the Wizard World version, which Wizard World normally can be a really expensive. Last year I went to the Nashville Wizard World, but since one of the guests that I wanted to see, James Marsters, he canceled, I didn't go. So this is my first one. It almost didn't happen, though. It almost didn't happen because, for one, I didn't think I was going to be able to get off work. You guys know my work schedule and my job responsibilities. You know, I'm 24/7. It's hard for me to leave. I have to be available at all times, and it's hard for me to get away unless it's really, really, really planned out. And then even then, sometimes some things can mess up my plans. And so at the very last minute, I had posted to my friends on Facebook, if anyone was, because normally my niece goes with me, she couldn't go because she didn't get the day, time off work. I still wasn't sure if I was going. And since I had worked so much and I knew I was going to be completely exhausted, I didn't really want to make the drive, the 3.5 hour drive, there in the rain by myself. So I'm like, I might not get to go. And so coming to my aid, and they're my heroes for the week. The cast of the Thought Bubbles podcast, you know, I talk about them all the time. They say, Elaine was like, you can ride with us. I was like, are you sure? You know, because I don't ever want to be an imposition to anyone, and that's normally not me. Because I'm trying to be this really, really independent, you know, I don't need any help from anyone. But sometimes you do need help, and it's sometimes okay to say, you know, thank you, yes, you know. And so I did, and it was fun, and those guys are great. And I don't get to talk, you know, talking to my niece and my nephew, since we're in a different age generation, about this stuff, which they like their stuff. They're more on the anime kick right now for some reason. But with Chris and Elaine, you know, I can talk Nerd TV, Walking Dead, Arrow, all that stuff with them, you know. So we had some great conversations, and I said, why did we record something? You know, we didn't even get a group picture, but those guys helped me out. So I want to say thank you guys again letting me tag along with you guys while you guys went to Indiana Comic Con. It was fun hanging out with them. Hope to do it again soon. Well, I don't know the next one. The next ones are going to be here, so I don't think I want to ride with you guys around town. I don't think y'all will fall for that one. Anyhow, but, you know, check them out. They did a really good podcast about their weekend at Indiana Comic Con. So if you go to thoughtbubbles.podbean.com, you can hear their take on Indiana Comic Con. But I had made some plans of what I wanted to do, and I had a budget, which I kind of went overboard, but you know, I didn't expect to see a couple things. But remember during the Nashville Comic Convention, Wizard World Nashville Comic Convention, I wanted to see Ethan Van Shiver, and he canceled, but he canceled way before Wizard World let anybody know, and I sent a nasty tweet out, and he sent me some stuff, and well, he was there, and so I was like, do I tell him that I'm the guy that sent him that nasty tweet? So I didn't. But I did get an original print from him. And for all you loot craters out there, you know the little loot crate sketchbook that we got in one of the crates? I don't remember which one it was. He did a Batman sketch in it for me. So if you go to my Instagram, One Funny Guy, or even my Facebook page, the 5x5 completely spelled out, all together, or go to One Funny Guy, number one, FUNNYGUY. You can see those pictures from Indiana Comic Con and what I got. But it was just so many people. And again, I was exhausted, you know, because I had worked so much the latter part of last week, trying to catch up from the week before when we had that snow. I was just done. I was done. And so that's a good reason I did ride with those guys, because I think I probably would have fell asleep at the wheel on the way home because I was that tired. And so it was just so many people, and that whole anticipation of, you know, this is the first one, you know. I don't think I went to one this early last year. I think the first one I went to was in April last year, so a month earlier. So that, I mean, this is an addition. This is one I didn't do last year. So I might cut them down this year. Like some of the anime ones, I'm adding another one called EvilCon, which is in local to Evansville, Indiana, which is the last weekend of this month. So if you're local to the southern Indiana area, you want something to do the last weekend of the month, then go check it out. You can see what a con is. It is more anime, or it is anime. But they're growing. It's going to be at the Old National Bank Plaza Convention Center, Dilly downtown. So I'm going to go one day just to check it out. And then we'll get to that. Anyhow, so back to Indiana Comic Convention. There was, so funny, you're going in there, there was also a cheerleading convention. You didn't know who was, if there was cheerleading girls that was cosplay cheerleaders, or just dressing up for fun, or they were participating in their cheerleading events. And then down the way in the main big convention hall was the actual space for the Comic-Con. And I had a good time. I did. I was just tired, and just the walk-in. Maybe I get that first initial carrying my backpack and walking around, and I'm going to get some different shoes, because just because you think you have some cute shoes, let's make sure they make them comfortable, right? And so I got a Firestorm number one print, number one, by that Ethan Van Shiver did the art. He signed that for me. Greg Land, who I didn't know is doing the new Spider-Woman. I would have brought my blank Spider-Woman. I had it with me too, and I didn't even know I did have it with me. I would have had him. I would have paid. But see, some of these artists were wanting $200 and $300 for a sketch, and I don't got it like that. You know, I'll give you 50. You know, so I did have two commissions done, one by Arvell Jones, who's done some world finest stuff for DC, and he did a really cool ethnic African Queen Wonder Woman, which I really enjoyed. And then I had Fish Mooney, the Jada Pinkett Smith, a little up there. Fish Mooney from Gotham, I had that put on a blank Batgirl copy, so I thought that was kind of fun as well. So I love those. And then I'm walking around because, you know, I'm looking for pop figures. You know, always I'm looking for pop figures. So I'm kind of tiptoeing around, looking through the place, trying to find the pop figures. And then I come to them. So, you know, there's so many of them, you don't see, you know, everything that you see, you know, but I see it. It's glaring at me and it's singing songs and it's turning a cartwheel. It is the Star Sapphire Wonder Woman Funko Pop that I have been wanting since I seen them debuted at New York Comic Con. And so I'm like, okay, I have to have that. I have to have it. But then it was just the regular version. I'm like, would you happen to have the metallic version? And so I don't know why some of these vendors are such douchebags. The guy that was running, well, one of the guys that was running this booth was a douche. He was an asshole. And I'm like, I wouldn't even talk to you if other than wanting to buy something from you because your shit is overpriced. But, you know, they had me hook line and sinker. And so I can talk as much shit as I want to talk. I still bought, right? And so the guy who wasn't a douche, he's like, oh, yeah, here's the metallic ones here at the bottom. I'm not going to tell you how much I paid for it. It's not important. But I do have my first metallic pop figure. I've never had one before. My first Fugitive Toys pop figure, and I wouldn't say my first, but this completes my Wonder Woman set. I have all three Wonder Womans right now. I think it's only three of them, and I'm pretty happy to get it. I was pretty excited to get it. Then also I got the Black Lantern Reverse Flash, which was a Hot Topic exclusive. How I missed that, I don't know. But my Hot Topic supposed to call me. They don't never call me. And I go out there and they'll ask them, well, let me get your phone number. They'll ask for my phone number every time and they still never call me. And I spend a lot of money in there. I don't think those bitches like me. Yeah, I call them bitches. I don't think they like me. But anyhow, I do throw a little shade, but you know me. So, and so what else did I get? And then I bought some comics that I really didn't need. One vendor had some really good deals on the graphic novels. It was like 3 for $12 and like an arc. You know, somehow they have like one arc in a graphic novel, and, I'm trying to see if I can pull it out. Yeah, this right here. And I got the Uncanny X-Force, and I think it starts collected editions, Let It Bleed, from Uncanny X-Force Volume 1, Let It Bleed. So there's obviously several. And these are stories, though, because I really haven't been getting a lot of X-books lately. I'm still reading Magneto, which is probably the only X-book right now that I'm reading. And then I got, it had to have this, X-Men Magique, with, you know, Ilyana Rasputin and Storm, and such a great story. I do have the original comics of those, but I wanted it in this kind of a, maybe I'll give it away, this nice little, One graphic novel, and then also Extreme X-Men, which I liked those stories, and this is called You Can't Go Home Again. So stories that I haven't had before, I haven't read before, I thought, other than the Magique, I thought I'd check out. You know, it was $3 for $12. But Greg Land, he did sign my Phoenix End song, number one, that he did, and I thought that was kind of cool. But then he was kind of douchey as well. But he looked a lot younger than I thought he should look. He's taking very good care of himself, and he was nice, but you know, he was kind of douchey. but that was pretty much my experience. I did get to go eat at Buca di Beppo. Haven't been there since I was in DC in 2008, so that was a good little experience. And then just checking out all the sites and being there. Ran into Darlene. Well, didn't run. She came and see me. My cousin, former host of Real Talk with David and Nikki here on Spreaker.com. She came and seen her cousin, and we chit chatted for a bit. She couldn't stay, but she's going to get back with us when I go up for Indie PopCon. But coming up in April, and I thought I'd put this down. In April, I think it's maybe the weekend of the 18th. Naomi Grossman is going to attend one of our local comic conventions. It's actually the first one we've ever, this is the second one, but it was the first one we've ever had in this area that wasn't anime based. And, you know, Naomi Grossman from American Horror Story fame played Pepper. That was also in, she was in Asylum and also in Freak Show. So we see her in Asylum, but we get the backstory in Freak Show. So I get to meet her. I already bought my VIP ticket, and you know, they're $50 for a VIP for a person who's on TV, and she's been in a pretty major way, been in a big show for two seasons. Hopefully I get to get to talk to her and ask some questions, and the organizer already said I could, so we'll see. So look for that interview, hopefully coming in April. What else is there? So I haven't made my decision on the remaining cons. It's still too early to tell. I know that we were talking, I was talking to Chris and Lane about the one in Chicago, but that's such a long drive. I don't know if I could do that 6-hour drive to Chicago, yeah, unless I flew, and then you'd have to stay the night, you know. But that's tentative. It could happen, right? It could happen. but then, you know, it can get pricey, and, you know, I don't want to go be stupid with it, but, we'll see. We'll definitely see. I think that's about it. Oh, that's not about it. So with all that being said about going to the conventions and everything, what happens? I get it. The con cred. Or cred con, or con, yeah, con cred. And I knew Monday. Well, you know what? Let's take a break, and then I'll tell you about my, and you might not want to hear it, about my con cred when we come back. Thank you guys for listening. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. We'll be right back. And yeah, the audio is really not playing. It really isn't doing it. Yeah. And we're back, joined by Mr. William. William's always, when I come home, come on, he's always on. Whether it's 3 o'clock in the morning or 10:30 in the evening, he'll come hang out with me. But he's telling me I should wear a coat. That's why I was sick. Which there's probably a little truth to that. I'm feeling better. And plus it's been warm here. I don't have time for coats. The con crud, I had a definition for it up here. This is like on the furry, I did see some furries on the furry website, and it says con crud is basically a flash infection of the con and population by a non-life-threatening virus such as influenza or stuff like that. So he said, if you sneeze, shield your nose and mouth with your hands, please. So it's like, because so many people, you don't have a lot of ventilation, and if one person has something, you know, they're probably going to pass it. They're touching doorknobs, they're touching products. You know, you're not always near a bathroom to wash your hands after everything you touch. So, and normally I prepare better. I, you know, take that airborne stuff and I'm chugging old orange juice. But I think because it had been raining for a couple days here, I was already tired. I didn't get a lot of sleep. And at this thing, my immunity was low. So just took, 'cause I don't get sick normally. And so it just kind of took hold and it held on for a few days. But they're saying you're normally sick for a week, and it's been a week since the convention, and I'm still my fever just broke yesterday, you know, and I checked it earlier tonight. It was back up to it broke earlier today. It was 98 around 10 o'clock. And then I just checked it and it was back up to 99.1. So I'm like, I have this little nasally thing going on right now. So I don't, the extreme tiredness that I was feeling is gone. I couldn't get up going. And then the heat, the feeling hot and getting cold, it was too much for me. And I don't like being sick like that. Well, thanks, William. I'm glad I'm better, too. I don't like getting sick like that. That ain't me. I got too much stuff to do. So now I'm behind on work. So I'm going to have to work a little bit tomorrow. I think I might take another day off just to make myself feel better. But then I get stressed out if I'm behind on work. If you guys don't know what that means, you know what that feels like. But anyhow, so for everybody who's going to conventions this year, here are a few tips on how not to get the con cred. Tip one, get plenty of rest. Sleep helps your immune system recharge. Tip two, avoid casual handshakes and hugs. They're disease vectors. I agree. Tip three, drink in moderation. Too much booze can weaken your defenses. I don't drink, so. And tip four, hand sanitizer is your new BFF. Keep some with you at all times. See, I didn't have any hand sanitizer either. So I was not prepared. I was prepared in Nashville, but I wasn't prepared for these one-day trips. It takes a lot out of you. And I was even driving. You know, and I was still out of it. And then the Thought Bubbles cast, they didn't get sick. They were healthy as a horse. But those guys are athletic. So, you know, normally when you're, and they're a little younger than I am. So maybe that we're going to chalk that up to their youth. Yeah, Purell does work, William. I normally have a little bottle of it somewhere. But I wasn't prepared. So, but I will be prepared next weekend, and then for the one here in April, and then back in Indy. I want to say it's May, but it might be June. Then there's another local one here, and then I'm going to do one more big one, and then I'm going to do Dragon Con this year. That'll be my vacation, my summer vacation in Atlanta. So we'll see. Cause I got free places to stay there. I don't have to worry about hotels. And it's just an Uber ride away. But thank you guys for joining me. Even though, I have been, not the best host because I've not been here. If you haven't checked out the show that I do with from the Jada Productions guy Tristan, Chris, and Gary called the Weekly Rewind. It's on iTunes. Of course, it's here on Spreaker.com. Check that out. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. I was going to talk about Empire tonight. No need. Check that episode, the latest episode of the Weekly Rewind. I was still a little sick, but I suffered through it, and it was funny. We had a good time, so don't forget to check that show out and like it here on Spreaker and on iTunes. And hopefully, once I get caught up, we will start transitioning into our new format with our new theme music and all that good stuff for Glitter and the Geek, which I promised was going to be by the end of March, but it's probably going to be April now. And I'm getting a little raspy, so I think it'll be a perfect time for me to say thank you guys for joining me. And William, sorry you caught me late, but I'm glad you caught me. You guys have a great weekend. I think I'm going to try to get some sleep, and then I'll catch you guys next week. See you guys next time. Thanks for listening. Good night.